Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
From his word. For everything that God is going to do via his word is going to be established in your life. Your amen is weak. Because he said that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled. Praise God. So the word of God is what settles every matter in a man's life. Whatever you are going to receive tonight is going to come via his word. But some of us, by the grace of God, the heritage we come from, it is not I saw this, I saw that, but it's thus saith the Lord. What is written is written. And tonight that is going to be established in your life and destiny. You don't need many things tonight. You just need one word. Come on, do this one word. Is coming to you tonight. The Bible says, the Lord sent his word unto Jacob and it lighted Israel. It is important that one word of God is going to generate some kind of power within you and propel you into your greatest height that you least expected. You see, even your amen doesn't look like somebody who is ready for that word. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. We thank God for bringing us this far in this prophetic journey. Today is the 20th day, right? It's only 20th day. Almost halfway. Wow. How many of you have fasted with us all this while? Come on, give yourself some shout of praise to the glory of God. Amen. Throughout this fast, the Lord has given us a focus, and that focus is taken from Philippians chapter 1, verse number 19. Philippians chapter 1, verse number 19. By now, I know most of you can memorize it, and it goes like this. Paul, in his writing to the church in Philippi, said, "For I know that this shall tend to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ." Amazing. Powerful rendition. Great stuff. Word with power. that is encompassed and composed with so much, loaded with the ingredient of making it in this life. We can see that at the time that Paul was writing this particular letter, he was in jail. He has been incarcerated, waiting for his death. As a matter of fact, he has been rejected, and he has been put behind bars, and for that matter, was in a form of bondage and has a yoke or a burden on him. His desire was to come out and continue the work that God has placed upon him, the mandate to walk in that which God has ordained for his life. As a matter of fact, what he needed to do, that to call for the saints in Philippi, the church in Philippi, and he told them that, for I know that this would turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Three things are so important in this particular scripture as I use it for my introduction tonight. One, it means that every situation, every condition, every personality changes by reason of the supply of the Spirit. Nothing manifests in the physical if it has never seen a change in the realms of the Spirit. That is a fundamental truth, that every manifestation of the physical has been the orchestration of that which is in the spiritual. For I know that it shall turn to my salvation. Now, another thing that we must also understand from this particular scripture, that prayer is what provokes the supply of the Spirit. Prayer provokes, in other words, when we pray, God releases the supply of the Spirit. The third thing I also want you to understand, the supply of the Spirit, when it comes by reason of prayer, is what turns things around. Tonight, whatever held you bound, whatever captivity you find yourself, whatever condition you have been placed in, it is the beginning of a new year. You cannot move on this year whilst bound. In fact, you can never be able to amount to anything if you are in bondage. If your soul is trapped, if the enemy has the upper hand on you, there is nothing good that could come out of your life. And for that reason, what you need in this 40-day journey is not the wife, it's not a husband, it's not a job, it's not a car, it's not a building, it's not any physical thing you need. But it is the supply of the Spirit that when it comes, it makes all these things available for you. Paul said, for I know that it shall turn to me for my salvation. Understand the word salvation here. It's not only talking about eternal life. Paul was already saved. He was already saved. He was a child of God. He was an apostle doing the work of God. So he wasn't talking about eternal life. But salvation is a package that encompassed with its ramifications, like deliverance, like peace of God and peace with God, like favor. In salvation lies your prosperity as a child of God. In salvation lies your joy as a child of God. In salvation lies your deliverance as a child of God. Are you with me? So understand it, that Paul was not looking for salvation. He was not looking to be saved. But as a matter of fact, he needed deliverance. And he knows that the deliverance can only be possible by the supply of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Now, when the Spirit of God comes, it breaks every limit. It breaks every bondage in a man's life. The supply of the Spirit is what breaks the yoke of life. It's what breaks the yoke of life. It's what breaks the yoke of life. It what breaks whatever is holding you bound. The supply of the Spirit is what makes you delivered from the bondages and the crutches of the enemy. Tonight, somebody will be set free from the bondages and the crutches of the enemy. Whatever limited your life and destiny, tonight you are going to break free in the name of Jesus Christ. Until you break free, you cannot break through. Take it from me. Many of you are praying for breakthrough, but you are bound in spirit. This is a man who was free in the spirit but was bound physically. You can't be free physically and be bound in the spirit. And the reason why you can't see physical manifestation is that you are bound in the spirit. And tonight, on this exalted altar, the supply of the spirit is the power and the anointing that God releases that breaks the limitations of man. This year, the reason why I know you are going to make it and make it in the wisdom of God is that that limit over your life, the siege placed over your destiny, the embargo that has been laid on you tonight is going to be lifted up. I said the embargo is going to be lifted up. I said the embargo is going to be lifted up. Now I said this in this 40-day journey, that whatever is yet to submit in your life is yet to experience what? The power of God. Whatever is yet to submit in your life is yet to what? Experience the power of God. Are things that you are playing with. In fact, they are playing dilly-dally with your life. It's like dummy. When you take one, it also takes one. It's like when you are making it, you don't know, then all of a sudden, everything comes down. But tonight, by the supply of the Spirit, whatever has not submitted, we command them to submit now in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, anything that has not yet experienced the power of God, let them be submitted now in the name of Jesus Christ. For the Bible says in Psalm number 66, verse number 3, Psalm number 66, verse number 3, the Bible makes us to understand that through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves. He says, say unto God, how terrible thou art. In thy works, our God is a terrible God. In his works, he do terrible things. And tonight, he's going to do terrible things. He said, how terrible thou art in thy works. And through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Whatever has not submitted, by virtue of the power of God being released tonight, let them submit themselves now in the name of Jesus Christ. I said, let them submit themselves now in the name of Jesus Christ. The supply of the Spirit is what enhances or enforces the dominion of the saints. Is what enhances or enforces the dominion of the saints. I want you to understand that God has released in everyone by his Spirit the power to be able to break your limit and break the chains and destroy the things that limit your life. And the Bible says that as we rise up together and provoke the supply of the Spirit, energy is released, power is released, and anything that held us bound tonight are going to break loose in the name of Jesus Christ. In Psalm 110 verse number 1-3, he said, and the Lord said unto thy Lord, sit thou at thy right hand until I have made thy enemies my footstool. Until every enemy comes under your feet, until every opposition comes under your feet, until every adversary comes under your feet, let the power of God be exerted tonight. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but let the power of God be released on your behalf tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the rod of his Spirit, strength is being released from the church. And I see you overcoming every challenge, overcoming every difficulty, every perplexities of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, your life will no more be limited. You will no more be saddled. You will no more be frustrated. You will no more be confused right now. I came to speak unto somebody who out of the difficulties, out of the trenches, out of the ashes, you are rising up and say that enough is enough. I've had enough of this trouble. I've had enough of this misery. Now is my time. Now is my season. Now is my moment. No demon can ever stop me. If they tried to stop me last year, not this year, because the power of God is at work and my life is seeing another level in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one, shout, yeah. Through the greatness of thy power, shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. He said in Isaiah 10:27, on that day it shall come to pass that the burden. Are there people here who are carrying burdens? That day is tonight. That day is this morning, that the burden will be lifted from off thy shoulder, and the yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Is there anybody here in this 40-day journey that seems to be carrying a burden? You seem to be carrying a problem, but that seeth the Lord, by the supply of the Spirit, every burden that you are carrying is going to be broken off. The yoke shall be destroyed. I said the yoke shall be destroyed. I see that happening to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And in Luke chapter number 4, verse number 14, the Bible says, and he returned full of the power of the Holy Ghost. And he returned full of the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, he began to preach in all the villages and in the synagogues. And the fame of him spread across. The fame of him spread everywhere. Tonight on this journey, I see the power of God being brought to bear in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of God is being released, for the Bible says in Isaiah chapter number 58, verse number 6, the Bible says that it's not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Anytime we come to the altar of prayer and fasting, we call on and provoke the supply of the Spirit, and the supply of the Spirit releases the anointing that breaks the limitation. It loses the bands of limitation. Tonight you are not going home with that limitation over your life right now. I said you are not going home with that limitation over your destiny. He said to undo heavy burdens. Is there anybody carrying a burden? Jesus said in Matthew 11 verse 28, come unto me all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. The anointing is what carries the burden off from you and gives you permanent rest. Is there anybody this year who wants to have rest in Christ? You want to have rest from your burdens. You want to have rest from your troubles.
you want to have rest from your issues, then let the anointing be released over your life. Let the power of God be released tonight to break every burden now in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know the oppression of your life. I don't know where men have placed you. I don't know the captivities of your life. I don't know what has placed you in bondage. I don't know what is controlling your life. I don't know how your life is being driven. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are coming out of every oppression. You are coming out of every addiction. You are coming out of every lifestyle. You are coming out of the bondage of the enemy. If you are the one, shout Jesus. Now he said, and to break every yoke. On the altar of fasting and prayer, yokes are broken. Yokes are broken. Yokes are broken. How? By the power of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing. Of the Holy Ghost, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, yokes are broken, yokes are broken, yokes are broken, yokes are broken. This morning I see yokes breaking, I see yokes breaking, I see yokes breaking, I see yokes breaking. Marital yokes are breaking, family yokes are breaking, financial yokes are breaking, yoke of poverty are breaking. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, all manner of yokes are breaking. Let them break tonight. As loud as your amen, I see it happening. I said, let them break tonight. Let the yokes break. Let the yokes break. If you are carrying any yoke tonight, you are not going home with it. I said, you are not going home with it. How the Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 29, he giveth power to the faint. To them that have no mind, he increases their strength. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no mind, he increases their strength. Tonight, God is about to increase your strength. God is about to cause you. A new strength is coming on you. By the supply of the Spirit, a new energy is coming on you. Oh, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but your life's about to take on a new turn. Strength is about to come. Your limbs are about to be strengthened. Your weak parts of your life are about to strengthen. As you begin a new year, areas of your life that are weak, receive strength now. Blessings of your life are going to receive strength. Let me tell you, strength is what you need to see fulfillment of every grace, every breakthrough, every open door, every open heavens. Whatever God is said to do, you need the strength of the power of God. For the Bible says that saith the Lord unto his servant Zerubbabel, that not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, no one can achieve anything by his own strength or energy. It takes the power of God. So the Bible says that them that have no strength, them that are fainting, he giveth them strength. He giveth the power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Tonight, let strength be released on your behalf. Your army is weaker. I said, let strength be released on your behalf. I said, let strength be released on your behalf. I said, let strength be released on your behalf. Am I talking to somebody here with me? You feel you don't qualify, you need strength. You feel you are weak, you need strength. Strength from above. That is causing you to run and never be weary. To walk and never faint. Strength to mount up with wings as eagle. Somebody from this moment, you are going to move from one level to another level. What you could not do, God is going to give you grace to do. What has bedeviled you for many years, God is going to change that story. That which has not been working is going to work for you by the strength of the Holy Ghost. We saw where Jesus came from. We saw where Jesus came from. We saw where Jesus came from. The Bible says that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus Christ of, let me say, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It means that Jesus, who came from Nazareth, and the Bible says that it was said of Nathanael, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I don't know who you are. I don't know where you come from. But maybe you have been tagged. Maybe your family has been tagged. Maybe people say things about you that as for this family, no good thing come out of the place. Nobody is able to emerge as a great person. Nobody rises up above to the height of prominence. Nobody is able to make it. I don't know the tag, the stigma on your family, but I came to let you know if Jesus made it out of Nazareth, then I know you are going to make it out of your place. Oh, come on, look at you. Are you with me? If Jesus made it out of Nazareth, then there is nothing that cannot be made out of you. If you are the one, shout, yeah. I said, somebody, you just need a word. You just need one word. You just need one word. And this is one such word, that if Jesus made it out of Nazareth, Nazareth was a village. In fact, if those of you who don't know, there was a curse on Nazareth. That phrase that Nathaniel quoted was actually a curse. In three, you can say, asem naho. Eya bako sema anekta hose. And the pope biera ain't me free Nazareth. Emma. Adentia. Obi biera no ye Nazareth near. Or rise up biano samba form. A typical example was Samson. One man army, a man full of grace, a man who could fight a whole army. Everybody in Israel was afraid of him. Israel and his enemies couldn't attack because of Samson. But what happened? The Bible says, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Tonight, I don't know your village. I don't know your background. Let me tell you, breakthroughs are meant for people who know where they come from and want to defy the odds. It doesn't matter my background. It doesn't matter my qualification. It doesn't matter who gave birth to me. What I know is that I'm going to make it no matter what. Oh, come on, am I with somebody here? No matter what, I'm going to make it. So in Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38, look at the description. I love Dr. Luke. I love him so much because he did not miss words. He actually delved down into the background of the person we are talking about. That this is somebody who could have amounted to nobody. The only reference, the only thing that they could refer to Jesus was that he was a carpenter's son. A carpenter's son. A carpenter's son. The only qualification that they could give him was a garment. Is this not Joseph's son? That's another message for another day. The only thing they could talk about him is to relate him with the job or the career of his father. So Jesus could have been a failure. Just like failure is staring in some of us our faces. But the devil is a liar. Come on. Then you have not come to the breakthrough tonight. Then you have not come to the God of Pastor Obed. Hey, a God of Pastor Obed is the God who defies your background. Oh, come on, come on, come on. I said the God of Pastor Obed is the God who doesn't look at where you are coming from. He picks you out of the mighty clay and places you on the hilltop. The Bible said he raises up the poor from the dust and the beggar from the dunghill. Tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, somebody's about to be lifted. Oh, I wish it was you. I said, I wish it was you. If you are the one, shout, yeah. Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. There is something coming on you tonight that is going to get into the roots, the foundations of your family. That is going to shake the corridors of hell and uproot your destiny from where it has been buried and take you to the place where God wants you to be. If you are the one, shout yeah. Have God
anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And what happens? He went above. From today, when the anointing comes upon you, you are going to be a product of goodness. Goodness will show up in your life. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, healing the lepers. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. The person that men have disqualified, the person that men have denigrated, the person that nobody thought anything can come out of, the Bible says that when he was anointed, by the Holy Ghost with power, he went about doing good, healing all them that were oppressed of the devil. And God was with him. God was with him. God was with him. Tonight, you don't need many things. You need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Are you here with me? So Jesus, before he left, told the disciples that, look, I want you to receive that which will make you to live an overcoming life. Therefore, tarry in Jerusalem until ye are endued with power from on high. Luke 25:49. And the Bible said, on the day of Pentecost, whilst they were all gathered in the upper room, praying and singing, there came a sound of a rushing wind. I'm going somewhere. Tell somebody, I'm going somewhere. Tonight, something is about to drop on you. I came full of the power of the Holy Ghost. I've been waiting for such a day like this to release a word of God over your life and destiny. Oh my God, I see a manifestation of the word already. So the Bible said, as they received the power, they began to move in the power. The supply of the Spirit began to drive them. Then one great day, the Bible said, they received the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing, in chapter number 2. The next chapter was a replica of the example of what the anointing can do in a man's life. So therefore, the Bible says in chapter number 3, early morning, can you put it right there? I want to go with you. The Bible makes us to understand that now Peter and John went up together into the temple. They went up together into the temple. From tonight, when the anointing comes upon you, you will not go down, but you go up. You will find a cause and a reason to always be in his presence, because there is something in you that always connects to the presence of God. The reason why some of you don't even like coming to church, the reason why some of you doesn't like even connecting with God, is that you lack the anointing. But the anointing always connects you to the presence of God. And not only to the presence of God, the anointing also connects you to the place of need. Say, the place of need. Because it is at the place of need that the anointing will be useful. It is the place of need that the anointing will be required. It is the place of need that the anointing would actually be of essence. And tonight, that anointing is coming upon you so that every need, every burden, every issue over your life will be dealt with now in the name of Jesus Christ. So the Bible says Peter and John went out together into the temple, and at the hour prayer, being the ninth hour,
power. You are at the right place and at the right time. And something is about to break on loose. Then the Bible says, and a certain man. You must understand that when you have not really lived life well, your name is never mentioned. You must understand that when you don't have what it takes to succeed, people don't recognize you. Oh, come on. After today, you are going to get a name. You are just responding because you are. Come on. I said after tonight, you are going to get a name. The reason is that this man has not made it. This man is actually a burden or a liability instead of an asset. Tonight I decree and declare over somebody's life, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are never going to be a liability in the name of Jesus Christ. Every form of liability is broken over your life and destiny. I said every form of liability is going to break down in the name of Jesus Christ. A certain man lame from his mother's womb. Could it be possible that for some reason he had no idea what had befallen him? Something that comes from his root, from his bloodline, something that he has born into. I don't know how you find yourself in your current predicament. It could be something that has a lineage from your family. It could be something that you can trace from your mother or from your father. Something that you may have been born with. Something that you have been carrying all this while. The Bible says he was lame. The fact that he was lame means that he could not do many things for himself. He could not go to the place that he has to go. He could not attend to the things that he has to attend. He could not move about like any other. He could not move freely like any other. He was lame means that he was saddled. His life has become stagnant. He was stagnated in life no matter what. In fact, as a matter of fact, his life has become a standstill. Can you see yourself in this predicament? That life becomes a standstill sometimes, where you cannot really move to the places where you want to go. You cannot really do the things that you have to do. Your life has been saddled. What is it that has saddled your destiny? What is it that has stagnated your destiny? What is it that has made your movement restricted? What is it that has placed an embargo upon your life to the extent that you need men to carry you? You need people to carry you about. You need people to carry you about. You need people to help you one way or the other. If nobody helps you, you find yourself the same place every day. If nobody helps you anyway, nothing changes about you. If nobody tries to bring you support, nothing changes anyway. But tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the God that I serve in this house, your situation is about to change. Only those who responded, I see receiving it right now. I said, only those who responded, I see receiving right now. Could it be possible that he has come of age and yet had been saddled? He has come to the place that he's supposed to be blessed and he has saddled. Oh my God, could it be possible? Oh my God, could it be possible that he has been saddled in marriage? He has been saddled in career. He has been saddled in that area of his life or his life. He has been saddled. Nothing works. Nothing works. Nothing works. Nothing works. He needs people to carry him wherever he has to go. His life has been dependent on others. If nobody comes to his aid, he doesn't receive anything. He's been living his life in the shadows of others, in the shadows of other people's blessing. From tonight, you will not live in the shadows of other people's opinion. You will not live in the shadows of other people's blessing. You will walk your own walk. You will talk your own talk. You will enjoy your own blessings. Oh, if you are the one, shout, yeah! Every word is going to take you to another place of your life. Therefore, receive it now. This man, the Bible says, had to be carried, my brother. He had to be carried by people to go and sit at a place so that he can beg for alms. I came with the mandate of my mantles that by the grace of God that is upon my life, anyone that you have been depending on all these years, this year God told me to tell you that those people are rather going to depend on you. Your amen is weak in the overflow. The tables are going to turn. I said the table going to turn. I said the table going to turn. If you are the one, shout, yeah! You are never going to be carried by anybody. The things that are carrying you are going to take over right now. I said you are going to take over right now. I said you are going to take over right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you are the one, shout, yeah! The Bible says, whom they carry daily at the gate of beautiful. Push it right there. Could it be possible? Bible says that this man was carried to the place why it is called beautiful. Wow. How can you be at a beautiful place with an ugly life? What a contradiction. And that is the misery. That is the challenge. The problem. The condition that men find ourselves today. We find ourselves at the beautiful place, God bless you, with an ugly problem. What a contradiction. How can I sit at a beautiful place and still be going through problems? This year, your life may be fighting certain contradictions. There are certain things in your life that are not going well, but it looks like you are sitting at a place where everything must be right. You have come of age that you are supposed to enjoy a certain blessing, but that blessing is not forthcoming. You have gotten that qualification that must bring you a job, but that job is not forthcoming. You have gotten to a time that you need to marry, but that marriage is not forthcoming. You may have gotten married, but you are supposed to enjoy the marriage, but the marriage has become enduring. Oh, you qualify for the job, all right, but it looks like that job is far from you. What a contradictions of life. A man with a problem sitting at a beautiful place. That should not be your story this year. The one who said amen, I see the anointing falling on you. I said, that should not be your story this year. That should not be your testimony this year. Whatever you deserve must come to you. Whatever you deserve must come to you. When you come into your season, you must enjoy your season. You cannot have a problem and be sitting at a beautiful place. No! Take me to the place where I belong. Or make me right. Make me right. Make me right. Make me right. Every day they carry him into a beautiful place. The gate of the temple, it was called the gate of beautiful. How can I be beautiful and still not get married? Can I have that and not be able to enjoy this? It's an error. And that must not be allowed. If it is not good, it is not God. The enemy has done this. This is not how life is supposed to be. This is not how my destiny is supposed to be. In fact, it is an error from the pit of hell. That I will be carried to a place called beautiful and not enjoy the beautiful place. And all that I do is to beg for alms. What is it in life that has made you begging? What is it in life that is making you look up to people who have no idea where your help may come from? Sometimes we reach to people that do not have any idea how our answers will come. They just hear our story and they mock at us. And they say all kinds of things. And they make us feel useless. Was it good that I told him my story? They gossip about us. They make mockery of our destiny. There are things that are mocking our lives. All because we have turned to be beggars. We look up to them and they give us the leftover. If you enjoyed leftover last year, I came by the mantles of my destiny that this year you are going for the main meal. I just said it. I said you are going for the main meal. Can life, okay, bring you so low to the extent that all you're looking for is leftover? No, no. Look at my face and let me tell you something. You deserve better. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Can I speak to you? God says I should tell you that stop looking at low places for that which you desire. You deserve better than where you find yourself. If you only lift up your eyes, something great is about to drop on you. Something great is about to come to your hands. Let me tell you, God is going to exceed your expectation. There are people here. You have been battled in life to the extent that, oh, if I could get something small. Let me tell you, the breakthrough God is a big God that expects big things from his children. He wants you to ask big things. You are here. You are begging for grace. Let me tell you, all your expectation after this breakthrough night is to get something small, no coffee, just to make up in life. But let me tell you what God is going to do. Because my God that I know, he is able to do exceedingly, far more abundantly than whatsoever you ask or think. Let me tell you, for everyone here who believes in the God of breakthrough, God told me to tell you by the anointing that I feel within me that he's going to exceed your expectation this year. Come on, I just said it. He's going to exceed your expectation this year. If you ask for a single room, he's going to give you a complete flat. Oh my God. If you request that for a flat, he's going to give you the full bungalow. I don't know who is here tonight, but Pastor Obed's God is not a God of leftovers. He does not give us somebody's blessings. Then we live after the leftover. No. But he's a God that has a package of blessing with everybody's name written on it. Yeah. Tonight, unless you are not part of this breakthrough night, by the mantles of my destiny, I declare that a package with your name written be released on your hands. All you need is the expectation of that which it takes. Of that which it takes to move from your predicament. This man didn't know what he was doing. But when Peter and John got there, as always as he does, he lifted up his eyes unto them, expecting to receive something. Where do you look? When you come of need, do you look down on men or you look up to God? This year, if you look up only unto God, you will never be disappointed. Is that your breakthrough night here? Only if you will lift up your eyes to the hills, from whence cometh your help? The psalmist said, my help cometh from the Lord. The Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Looking at them, expecting to receive something. Yes, his idea was to receive coins or leftover, because he knows that for it was a ritual that for anyone that goes into the temple, it was a normal thing for them to do, that they also package something leftovers for those who are begging. It was a ritual. It was a norm. So as usual, can I have some coins? I don't know. You came in for coins, but God is about to turn it around. We serve a God who turns situations around. He said that it shall turn for me as a testimony, or as to my salvation, through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit. Amazing. Now listen. As he looked at Peter and John, the Bible said, he said, "Oga, keep looking at us. Look at us. Look at us critically and look at us well. Now you can see and you can know that we carry something more than gold and silver. You came asking for physical things, but we have that spiritual impetus that is going to revolutionize your life for good. You came in for bread and butter." Let me tell you, any child of God here who prays for bread and butter, in fact, it is the most myopic prayer any man of God can pray. Kai! Tell somebody, Kai! Kai.
There are people who don't do that
you do, but they eat 4 square meals a day. Are you with me? So we are not here for bread and butter. We are not here for shelter. Because those who have not been able to build, they are not living in the street. When the night comes, everybody find a place, a shelter to live in. All you are praying for is to get a Gucci or Louis Vuitton to wear. Shame on you. A child of God, all your prayer is that, Lord, I need money. I need a wife. I need this. No. That is the least and the most myopic prayer. You should be desperate for spiritual things. Stop praying for silver and gold.
In this fasting, I know many of your prayers. Father, if this year I don't travel, then I don't know what I'm going to do. Lord, give me visa. It's not a bad prayer. It's not a bad prayer to pray for job. It's not a bad prayer to pray concerning your marriage. We do that all the time. But let me tell you, there is a higher calling to your prayer from this day forward. That is spiritual things. Things that, you see, when your life is revolutionized by the power of God, there is nothing that will never come to you. Come on. Do you understand me? When the power of God has reset your destiny, come on, give me some volume. I'm losing my voice. There is nothing that can never come to you. So he said, we have been coming to this temple and you have been seeing us. What we used to have, we gave. We came with money along with us so that we can give you some. But now look at us. Look at us. There is something we carry. That is more than silver. That is more than gold. And such as we have, by your expectation. Come on, I wish I had the right people. By your expectation, such as we have, we give unto you. That of Jesus Christ of the reference Kai, not the Jesus Christ of Paris, not Jesus Christ of Switzerland, of Nazareth. In other words, that which made Jesus Christ, the anointing that brought him from the limitations of people of Nazareth to make it in life. Let that same power which we carry today also bring you out of your predicament. That in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, rise up. In the name of Jesus, rise up. I command every destiny tonight that in the name that is above every other name, in the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing that is in the name, the anointing that is in the name, let every destiny rise up now. Come on, let every destiny rise up now. Let every destiny rise up now. As you shout your loudest amen, so shall it be now. There is an anointing in the name of Jesus. Whenever that name is mentioned, an anointing is released that breaks the limitation, that breaks the foundations of every yoke and burden over your life. Remember, this man has been at the gate of Beautiful for many years. Every day, men had to carry him and place him at a certain place. Then they will come back for him when the day is over. I don't know how your life has been. Maybe some way, somehow, you have come to a standstill of your life. You have come to a stop part of your life. Maybe nothing seems to be working for you. Men have been carrying you to and fro, bringing you about. You have become a liability to your family, because whatever they expected from you, seems to be disappointed. They are disappointed in taking you to school because after school, nothing good has come out of it. They are disappointed in your marriage because your marriage has not been able to produce any good thing. They are disappointed in that capital they gave you because that capital has amounted to nothing. They are disappointed they sponsored you because their sponsorship has been in vain. They are disappointed. So the best they do is to carry you there and they come for you later. By the mantles of my destiny, I decree and declare, in your year 2022, no man will ever carry you anymore.
I said, no man will ever carry you anymore. I see you coming out of the place of your dungeon. I see you coming out of the place where you were saddled. I see you coming out of the place where men last saw you. Where they last placed you. You are coming out. Shout in the name of Jesus. Come on, shout in the name of Jesus. That is with in the name of Jesus. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm rising up. I'm rising up. This year. This year. I'm rising up. From my predicament. I'm rising up. From my confusion. I'm rising up. From my delays. I'm rising up. From my perplexities. I'm rising up. Now. No more stagnation. No more failure. No more delays. My life can no more be saddled in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'm rising up in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout, yeah!
It's happening to you now.
In the name of Jesus.
I said it's happening to you now.
In the name of Jesus.
I said it's happening to you now.
In the name of Jesus.
My dear, come. Why are you not the one that shared your testimony last week? For 4 years of having finished his education, having the qualification, she has waited for 4 years and no job. 4 solid years. Which means that all these years, her life has been saddled, placed in a corner. Somewhere, somehow, the people who may have sponsored her in education are disappointed. But by the anointing on this altar, 4 years of redundancy has been broken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the same thing is happening to you.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever was not working from today is about to work now.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. 4 years. Such testimonies we've had. Somebody 6 years, right here. Somebody 10 years on this altar. Having finished school. All the work she could find is voluntary work. Which has no pay. But one day, when she encountered the anointing on this altar, her first job was USAID job. I came to let you know,
Jesus,
there is a power that is going to come on you.
Amen.
That is going to resurrect your deliverance.
Ah.
Resurrect you from where you are into the place of prominence.
Jesus.
What is it that has become a mockery of your life? This year, that mockery will be no more.
Amen.
What is it that has become difficulty for your destiny? This year, by the mantles of my destiny, it shall never be there.
Amen.
When was the last time that a man carried you? The last time you ever look for support from a man is going to be the last time ever in your life.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh yes, let me tell you, I know God will supply through a man, but you will never beg for it.
Amen.
I said you will never beg for it.
Amen.
I said you will never beg for it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen,
your life will not be under the mercy of man.
Amen.
But the message of God is going to show up in your life. If you are the one, shout, yeah. Come on. Where
was the last time men placed you? Where did they leave you? Some of you have been rejected. Some of you, people have left you because nobody wants to be part of liability. In fact, once men realize you have become a liability, they move from you. Everybody wants to associate himself or herself with something that is doing well. Doing well. So once they realized you were not going anywhere, everybody left you. But I came to let you know, brother, your time is coming.
Amen.
Listen, look at me. I speak as the Lord gives me utterance. Your season has come.
Amen.
This year, God is about to quicken your step.
In the name of Jesus.
God is about to lift somebody.
In the name
God
of
is about to take you
in the name
from
of
that place where you find yourself. Whatever has crippled your life.
Ah.
I love the word. Go to verse 7. I love the word. I love the word. Something is about to drop. Everything that I've been saying is here. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And not later. And not someday to come. If this is the word of God. Kai. Listen. The Bible says immediately. Can I prophesy?
Yes.
Let there be an immediate emergency treat over your life and destiny right now.
Amen.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Listen. Now it is happening.
Jesus.
One encounter I had today, I have always known it, but today was so obvious. As I lay before the Lord in prayer, I saw this hand shaking like never before. It was like electrocuted hand going like that. I could not control it for more than 5 minutes. And the Lord said, the power has now been given.
Amen.
Now whoever you strike this hand on, or places this hand on, it shall be my hand.
Amen.
It happened today. It happened today. Somewhere around between 12 and 1 today. No, that was yesterday. Let me tell you something. There is a grace you are contacting tonight. That is changing your demographics. Let me tell you, people will try to locate your address. The address they used to know. By the time they come there, God has relocated you.
Amen.
And whatever I say is happening now. Say immediately. We don't serve a God of yesterday. Even though he said yesterday, today, and tomorrow, he works instantly. No, don't let me go and come back. If I have to take it today, it was Proverb, the wise man, who said that if anyone comes to ask you of anything and you have it, don't tell the person to go and come back tomorrow, whilst it is in your power to do so. The wise man. If the wise man said this, how much more God?
God will not tell you to go back and come to the next breakthrough night when he has to give it to you now.
Amen.
Therefore, let there be an immediate miracle for everyone here.
Amen.
By what the Lord revealed, let me tell you. You know, I'm not a type that say, I saw this, I saw this. If you really know me, I'm not a type. In fact, if God hasn't shown, I wouldn't cook anything for you. I don't want to be a liar before God. That God, what God has not said, na ma bo mi slim na ma kan. Hey, who betides me? The word is a sure word of prophecy. That one, I will not miss it because he wrote it. So if the word is wrong, then Pastor Obed is also wrong. I will not make mistake with this. But when I see it, then it is bound to happen.
Amen.
Listen, I saw a cluster of bamboo plants. Listen, covering a very wide area. Some of the trees were very tall. Some, you know, I don't know how many of you, in fact, I've seen this before somewhere. I don't know how many of you can attest to this. In the villages where they have water loss, where bamboos are planted, it comes in clusters. And I see of different heights. But the most amazing thing was the new ones that were emerging. They were so plenty over the field. And the Lord told me that these are destinies that has been buried many years. They thought their destiny had been buried. In fact, those who buried them didn't know the value of their destiny. But little did they know that they were not just destinies, but they were seeds of destinies.
Amen.
That had been buried. And it is about time that I see them springing up.
Amen.
Destinies are springing up.
Jesus.
Destinies are springing up.
Jesus.
This year, in the name of Jesus,
amen,
you are no longer going to remain where men left you.
Amen.
If you are the one, shout, yeah.
Yes.
They are springing up. 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 Academic destinies are springing up. In the name of Jesus Christ, career destinies are springing up.
In the name of Jesus
Christ, marital destinies are springing up. In the name of Jesus Christ, business destinies are springing up. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever destiny you carry, they are springing up now. Immediately. Immediately. Listen, I'm poised this year more than ever because the seventh year must be a year of your release.
Amen.
Immediate results. You will not go and come back next month for that same problem. When you are coming next month, you are coming with your thanksgiving.
Amen.
You also said amen. It's working for you.
Amen.
I made a similar decree many years ago. I think somewhere 2 years or last year, I can't remember. When a woman who was sitting at the overflow screamed with a loud voice. She screamed to the extent that everybody could hear and started laughing. I said, hey, you won't come up power. People were laughing. That. And all eyes were turned on her. Do you know what happened? By the next breakthrough night, she was announcing her wedding. By the time she screamed, she had no idea. She had no boyfriend. Neither a fiancé. Nobody had ever proposed to her. But she stood at the back there and screamed. And God had her. Sometimes you need desperate faith for desperate results. You have become too quiet. You have become too lenient. You have become too casual. You have become too casual. Can somebody give a desperate amen tonight? Come on, give a desperate amen tonight.
Amen.
Immediately. Listen. Don't pray for silver and gold. Pray for power. Pray for what? Pray for power. Pray for what? The Bible, and immediately his feet that was weak and ankle bones did what? Kai. Today, anything, any area of your life that has brought you to a standstill, if I am called by God, by the mantles of my calling and the hands of the presbytery laid upon me, I call the mantles of my fathers, and I declare any area of your life that has brought you down, receive strength now. Receive strength now. Receive power now. Receive power now. As loud as your amen is coming on you right now.
Michael.
A man who has never walked before. Listen. Look at the process for a child to start walking. Walking is not just like that. It's a process. At least the child has to crawl and start sitting. Oh, and then doing what? Start standing, try to hold something, and then begin to move the leg. This is somebody who has never ever walked. Let me tell you. Man of God, can I prophesy on somebody? The Lord is looking for somebody to prophesy. Come on. A desperate heart. Auntie, can I look at you? As you look at me by the face, the Lord told me to tell you and everyone around you that something that you have never done before this year, which should have taken you by process, God tells me to tell you, Jesus, that he's about to boycott every protocol,
Jesus,
and every process that you need to go through because you have been waiting for a long time. And the process is going to delay things further. But God is going to calibrate your time,
Jesus,
compress time together. Jesus. And what could have taken 5 years? What could have taken 2 years? What would have taken a year? God is about to cause you to receive it right on this year in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If that prophecy belongs to you, shout your big amen.
Amen.
That which he has never done before. Where you have never been before. God told you are going to be there.
Amen.
Your greatest place of desire and dream. Whatsoever you so wish. Today, strength is going to come on you.
Amen.
You are going to be freely move about and do things according to your own will.
Amen.
No one in life is permitted to keep you at their mercy.
Amen.
From today.
Amen.
Wherever you are weak in life, let the strength of the Holy Spirit penetrate that place. And
for the first time, go to verse number 8, please. The Bible says, and he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple. Beloved, let me tell you something. Something unusual. Something unprecedented. That which no eyes have seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of any man. That things that God has prepared for those that love him. He has been mindful of you all this while, but you were marked for an appointed time like this.
Amen.
God has been mindful of you, but you have been marked for a time like this.
Amen.
I came to let you know that this is your season.
Jesus.
This is your time.
Jesus.
That in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the anointing in that name lift you this year. Raise you this year.
Amen.
Elevate you this year.
Amen.
And I see you leaping for joy.
Amen.
I see you jumping for joy.
Amen.
I see you walking.
Amen.
Some of you, for some reason, whatever you could not do, you are about to do right now.
Amen.
Those who are crawling are about to stand.
Amen.
Those who are standing are about to walk.
Amen.
Those who are walking are about to run.
Amen.
And those who are running about to jump.
Amen.
And those who are jumping about to fly.
Amen.
Somebody begin to do what you could not do.
Amen.
With a shout. Come on, raise it.
Yes.
Wow.
My
what a change. What a transformation that the Holy Spirit brings into a man's life when you receive him. What a change and a transformation. This year, you have a reason to praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Some of you, your praise and your thanksgiving has become mandatory.
Yes.
Because the Bible says, in all things. But if I'm a prophet of God, David said, I will praise the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Therefore the humble shall hear and be glad. The supply of the Spirit turns things around.
Amen.
When the supply of the Spirit was released, a man who has never walked in his life, now, almost at the verge of breakthrough, but has never ever broken through. Can you imagine? Almost there, but never there. From today, if I am called by God,
Jesus,
and I know I am called by God,
yes.
So stop saying that if Pastor Obed is called by God, that is a question of doubt. Some of you, your prayer is tied to my calling. Stop that. Hey, everybody, say, "Upan, what friend Pastor Obed dia?" And everybody, "Yeah, mami, oboa." I have been called. Let us say, I'm a mua, not just a soft with our friend. Stop praying that kind of prayer. Listen to me. For over consistent 7 years, even if I have not been called by God, by the grace of God, my consistent prayer life for 7 years
person. I thank God for the grace to pray consistently. I'm not talking about every day you wake up and you say, Lord, I thank you. You come to church and you pray. No. Rising up early morning, 2 a.m. to 5, for 7 consistent years. Even if I don't carry anything, I carry something. Even if God has not called me, I carry something. So stop. I don't pride myself with the ability to pray. It's by grace. I know it's by heart. His grace is what has brought us this far. I don't pride myself with that. Because anybody with grace can do better than what I'm doing. So it is by grace. But I want you to understand this. I'm not talking about my calling, because I know God has called me. And if God has called me, then from today, I decree and declare over your life,
Jesus,
that your song, your praise is changing from today.
Amen.
And every situation, Jesus, that you almost get close but never get in, the almost dead and never dead syndrome, let the power of the Holy Ghost,
Jesus,
break that cycle now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Come on, your army this week, your army this week. I decree and declare over your life that the vicious cycle of almost there but never there breaks by the power of the Holy God.
Amen.
You can come so close but yet too far. No, from today that will not be your portion.
Amen.
I wish I am speaking to somebody. It's working for you.
Amen.
Can I say this year, you cannot come too close and yet too far. No. 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 Whatever belongs to you, nobody can take it from you.
Amen.
Nothing will rob you from what is yours.
Amen.
Nothing will deny you of what is yours.
Amen.
Wherever you are supposed to go, I see you going there.
Amen.
Where you are supposed to enter, I see you entering there.
Amen.
Whatever must come into your hands, I see it coming into your hands.
Amen.
If you are the one, shout yeah. For the first time, she entered in. Somebody, for the first time, you are going to enter into your most glorious part of your life.
Amen.
I wish you just made some 3 steps forward. Come on. Come on. You are just there.
Amen.
I said you are just there.
Amen.
I said you are just there.
Amen.
Come on. Leaping, jumping, praising God. This year, your song will be, come and see what the Lord has done.
Amen.
Is the choir ready? Is the musicians ready? Come and see what the Lord has done. Listen. If I am permitted, and I know I'm permitted by the grace of God, by the anointing that is about to release upon you, I want you to celebrate like never before. Because you are not going back to where you used to be again.
Amen.
Hey, I just felt the anointing.
Come on. Listen.
Sometimes people don't understand your praise. Sometimes people don't understand your praise until they have understood your problem.
That's right.
But if you knew where you used to be and where God brought you from, oh my God. If you knew the situation you used to find yourself, sometimes it is not about how long and how much you pray. Because prayer, effectiveness of prayer is not determined by the longness or the shortness. Are you with me? As I said, everything we are able to do in Christ is by grace, okay? Somebody just came to today's breakthrough night and has received a testimony. But some of you from 2014, you started with Pastor Obed right from the first day. Am I right or wrong? Listen, so when God wants to turn your life around, sometimes it is not the length of your prayer that matters. It is not the magnitude of your prayer, but it is your connectivity and your revelation.
That's right. That's right.
The reason why I have spent time to teach and to preach the word of God and to impact on your life today, that it takes the power of God's word to revolutionize the destinies of men.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Yes.
People will not understand your praise until they have seen your pain, or they saw your pain. They saw your pain. People could not understand why this man is so happy. But had they known what I've been through, had they known the things I have carried all this while, the things that have carried me, the insults, the mockery, the pain, the frustration, the corner bra, the wasted years, the wasted years, the wasted years, the wasted years. I've said it before and it's working already, and I want to repeat it. There is no single woman here, a single woman, who will ever beg any man on the surface of earth before you be married.
Amen.
Before you be married.
Amen.
I prophesy to every single woman here,
amen,
that the men are going to run after you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
They are going to run after you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will never beg any man on the surface of the earth,
amen,
to make a proposal to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praising the Lord. Listen. From tonight, something is about to happen. Oh, follow me. This is a prophetic service. Breakthrough nights are prophetic service. After tonight, you are never going back to the place where you used to be.
Yes.
Amen.
The place where men last saw you. If they saw you to be a failure, when they see you again, you will be full of success.
Amen.
When they saw you bowing your head down, you will this time remind them and say that I shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto me. And light shall shine on my way. And when men are cast down, I shall say, there is a lifting up for me.
Amen.
When men cast me down,
Jesus,
God lifted me up.
Amen.
When men brought me down,
Jesus,
God lifted me up.
Amen.
When they said I couldn't make it,
Amen,
God lifted me up.
Amen.
When they called me a failure,
Jesus,
God lifted me up.
Amen.
When they said I could not conceive,
Jesus,
God gave me a child.
Amen.
When they said I was a failure, God brought me a success.
Jesus.
When they said I could not make it,
Jesus,
God brought me his wife.
Jesus.
If you are the one, shout yeah. When men are cast down,
I shall say, there is a lifting up. Everybody look at my face. Listen, I know some people here who are earmarked for a supernatural speed.
Amen.
Listen, this is not an excitement. I'm not just saying to excite you. No. Listen, maybe some of you have been eating in between your fast. You fast today, tomorrow you say, I'm tired. But listen, I cannot proclaim a fast and take you for granted. I cannot do that. So I'm not standing here full of food in my belly. I'm standing here from the throne room perspective. And I speak as God gives me utterance. Listen, some of you, the Lord told me, maybe you want me to call you out before you know that pastor is talking to me. But I don't do that. It's a waste of time. And it's a disadvantage to the whole congregation. When I call somebody, I single the person out. And then I say, you, because it's going to be there. What about the rest? The word of God is to everyone, but the manifestation is through individuals.
Amen.
So I speak to all. But those who will see manifestation are those whose hearts are ready for it.
Yes.
Now take it by faith.
Amen.
Your song is changing.
Amen.
I said your song is changing.
Amen.
Your testimonies are changing.
Amen.
This year, you are going to share one of the greatest testimonies on this altar.
Amen.
And you know, your testimony is going to say, come and see what the Lord has done. Listen. They did not understand your pain, so they don't know how you are praising God. Tonight, something is about to drop on you.
Amen.
This is an act of faith. Listen, if you know that you know that after this breakthrough night, you are not returning back to the same old situation, then God told me to tell you that start praising God now.
Yes.
Because something is dropping on you.
Amen.
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 The Bible says, for the first time, this man entered the temple. The place of glory.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord. How can you come so far, but so long? You come so close, but yet so far. This will not be your portion this year. Listen, every word I'm saying, take it as a direct word from God. I love the choir and their song. That I will settle. I will not settle for less. Listen, in life, you must be determined. That by the grace of God, I will not settle.
Amen.
If last year, I gave my life to chance, this year, I will not settle. Come and see what the Lord has done. That is going to be your new song. I said, that is going to be your new song. I said, that is going to be your new song. And all that you hear, I'm going to sing with you. The Bible says, when again, the Lord turned our captivity. We were like them that dream. Then it was said
the hidden, the Lord has done great things for them. Hearing, they are glad. It was said among ourselves that indeed the Lord has done great things for us. And our mouth is filled with laughter. Everyone that is going to hear your testimony,
amen,
is going to laugh with you.
Amen.
I give some of you just the first quarter of this year.
Amen.
Everything you have been praying for, everything you have been desiring for,
Jesus,
everything you have been asking God for, is coming to pass right now. Receive it now. Hey, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it, by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
What is going to be your song? My friend, what is going to be your song? Listen, as we celebrate God with this song, I want you to dance like you are never going back to your situation again.
Amen.
Listen, turn your prayer into dancing.
Amen.
Because you have come to the breakthrough God.
Amen.
Who has turned your situation around. Listen, you are dancing like you are never going back to that situation again.
Amen.
Listen, what do you think the family members in the evening when they were supposed to come for him, what do you think will be happening? They were looking for him at the place where what? They left him. Hey, where has our uncle passed? Where has our brother passed? Our brother who has finished school but no job, where has he passed? Our brother who has never seen anything working, where has he passed? And by the time they look and 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 look, in fact, before they will get home, he will be there. That is going to be your story.
Amen.
Come on, that is going to be your story.
Amen.
I want somebody to start leaping. I want somebody to start jumping. I want somebody to start dancing. I want somebody to start praising God. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come on. Come and see what the Lord has done. Come and see that what the Lord has done. Come on. Oh, somebody shout.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.